Over the weekend, the Greek Coast Guard plucked more than 1,400 migrants from the sea. They had come from Turkey, mostly on rafts, hoping to make it to Greece. That country is now the main entry point by sea into the European Union for people fleeing war and poverty. But Greece, which is facing a huge economic crisis, is poorly equipped to handle the influx of desperate refugees landing on their shores. Joanna Kakissis reports from Athens.
More than 124,000 migrants have crossed the sea from Turkey to Greece so far this year. The increase is staggering. The numbers are 750% higher than the same period last year. Most are refugees from Syria. One destination is the island of Kos, which is just 2.5 nautical miles from the Turkish coast. Kos has just one shelter at an abandoned hotel called the Captain Elias. The shelter is not official, says Constance Tyson, who works for Doctors Without Borders on Kos.
But a place that is not managed by the authorities and where nothing is provided by the authorities. So no shelter, no hygiene facilities, no food.
When I visited the Captain Elias Hotel in May, it was already overcrowded. People were camped in the weeds outside. Inside, more people slept side by side on dirty blankets on what used to be the hotel lobby. The stairs were covered in trash.
Are they sleeping?
I knocked on one door upstairs. Two Syrian families, four adults and six toddlers, were inside. They sat on two mattresses salvaged from the trash. Their toilet was broken. Here there's no electricity, no water, and no food, said Wafa Ali, a young mother holding her one-year-old daughter. The number of refugees to Kos has now tripled since that report. Tyson of Doctors Without Borders says there are even more families camping outside. The hotel is too crowded, too filthy. Until recently, the migrants got their meals from volunteers, but now they've run out of money.
But now, unfortunately, 2 weeks ago, they had to announce that they would stop. So now there's nothing being distributed to people.
50,000 migrants arrived on the Greek islands in July alone. On the island of Lesbos, the two main shelters there are badly overcrowded. The mayor of Lesbos has been pleading for help for months. The UN's refugee agency has called on the European Union to help. And the EU came through today. It said it would give Greece about $500 million for refugee care and sea patrols. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.